Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, assalamu alaikum everyone. I hope and pray that you are and your families are all well. As I mentioned a couple of days ago, I wanted to come on live to have a little chat about my article that was on my website, and it's in one of my posts about the single mother's Ramadan. And I just wanted to share some of my thoughts on that with you, because I did a live, and those of you who are on that live, you know that it was fire and it did not save. So that was a bit annoying. But I thought, inshallah, I would come on again, because I feel like some of the things that I said were really quite important. And so, Bismillah, I just want to share with you, you know, a story from a couple of years ago now, I think it is. So imagine the scene. We are in Abuja, in Nigeria, and it is a huge conference. And I'm one of the few sisters who are on the panel. Other people on the panel, there's some really big sheikhs there. One of them is Mufti Menk. The names of the others escape me, but they were, mashallah, they were like, you know, very well respected shiuch. And so everyone had a chance to take the mic and do their thing. And then at the end, they did a Q&A for the audience, and it was huge, thousands of people there. So, you know, after some back and forth, they invited me to come and sit on the stage and take part in the Q&A with the shiuch. Sis says that she thinks she watched it. Yeah. So anyway, what I wanted to kind of, you know, talk about was one of the questions that came up was about widows. And what we should tell, you know, widows in our society. And a couple of the brothers, I remember one of them, mashallah, he really surprised me, because he said this, that in our communities, we often relate a woman's worth to her marital state. I'm going to say that again. In our communities, we often relate a woman's worth to her marital state. And the sheikh went on to say that she has worth far beyond whether she's married, single, divorced, widowed, or anything like that. And that's where the conversation needs to start. So I was like, okay, he's coming with something. I wasn't expecting that from him, okay, unfortunately. But anyway, he did. And then Mufti, mashallah, he was asked the question about the widows. And he said that, you know, the way that it works, you know, in the Islamic community is that the woman is a responsibility of her father, and when she gets married, she becomes the responsibility of her husband, and then if neither of those are available, she becomes the responsibility of the community. Okay, so it's up to the community to look after her. And I had to interject, and alhamdulillah, they gave me the mic, and I just said, you know, what you are doing is basically bequeathing to grown women, widows, divorcees, etc., victim status for the rest of their lives. You're basically saying that because this has happened, because Allah has decreed that you will go through this particular test, you are now going to be a victim and worthy of pity and charity, etc., for the rest of your life. And I said to him, we know full well that the majority of divorcees are actually looking after their children themselves. They're not on any handouts from the masjid. They are not being supported by the community. They are actually the breadwinners. And this is happening even in families where the husband is still alive. A lot of, and I said, sisters, you know this is true. And they were like, Allahu Akbar, Takbir. It was so funny. But they were. And anybody was in the crowd, if you remember that, like, just comment. Because I was like, sisters, you know that so many times sisters are actually the leaders in the household. Whether the husband is there or not, they are financially providing. They are making decisions. They are taking on the lion's share of the responsibility. And yet here we are still having a conversation about how, no, they're the responsibility of others. I said, instead of turning to the community and saying, like, why can't you look after these women? Why can't you empower the women to look after themselves? Because that's what they're going to end up doing anyway. they are going to end up looking after themselves and their families and their children and raising the next generation of boys and girls in this ummah without the support and without the respect of the community. And that is the issue. That is the issue for me. Without the support and without the respect. Because as I have said before, I said, look, you sisters out there who are raising these children on your own, you hold your head up high. Do you hear me? You hold your head up high. You are a queen. You are a queen and you are a leader and you are just a bomb. Yeah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not give you the responsibility for these children if you could not handle it. There is a reason why you are their mother. So it doesn't serve you to feel like, woe is me. Oh, I have so much shame. I have so much, my marriage didn't work out. He left me. Now I have these children on my own and da 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 da. That victim story is not serving you, my sis. It's not serving you. Allah has honored you with this responsibility. Allah has honored you with these young lives that you have the opportunity to impact on in a way. And I'm just going to say it. If their father is so short-sighted that he cannot see the honor and the weight of having children in this world that we live in and the responsibility of caring for them, if he can't see that, forget him. Forget him. He is sad. And he's probably damaged and dealing with his own pain and hurt from his childhood, right? So he needs to get his life together. He's probably enacting, you know, patterns from his own family and whatever else he's doing, right? So the brothers, they need help. They need support. They need to get, like, to really see what's happening here, because it is just a crying shame how many sisters are on these matrimonial sites looking for love, looking for a father figure, looking for a man to come in and save the day, and they have children and their children's father is not anywhere to be seen. Do you guys actually see how dangerous that is? And what a terrible, terrible position it puts a woman in. She is solely responsible for these children. She didn't make them on her own. She didn't have them on her own. She had them with their father, who was involved and he was present and he committed to having children with her. The children came. Now he's decided, I'm not committed anymore. This whole thing about now there's a divorce, I'm now financially responsible for these children. Where did that come from? Like, where do people get this idea from? Just because you divorced the woman doesn't mean you are not responsible for those kids financially, emotionally, physically. Like, they are your children. And subhanAllah, the degree of brokenness that there must be in some of these men that they can actually have father children. Not just father the child and dip, but actually they're there for the pregnancy, the baby is born, they bond with the baby, they get to know the child is growing up as a toddler and 3-5 years old. They, you know, things don't work out with the mum and they're gone. It's not like they left, you know, a baby in the womb, you know, like they left a child. They know this child. They named this child. They did tahniq for this child. They whispered the adhan in the ear if they did that. They held that child when the child was crying. That child called them Abby, Daddy, whatever they called them. And they can just go and never, like some of these men, they don't even call to see, are my children okay? Let alone come and see the kids, come and take the kids, say, send them to me on the weekend. Say, can I have them? I want to take them to see my mother. I want to take them to for Eid. Seriously? This is a huge mushkila, and I can only say, it's exactly, they divorced the children like they divorced the woman, subhanAllah. And I can only, there's only two ways that this can be happening. One, that they were taught that that is the correct way. But even if that's the lesson that you learned, is your heart that hard that you can have children who look up to you as their daddy, their abbi, and you know, they cry when you leave and they're happy when you come, and you can literally just turn your back on them and that's it. You don't see them, you don't call for them, you don't send money for them, you don't even call to see if they've eaten, if they're okay. There's some deep pain there. Akhi, there's some deep, deep pain there. And I pray that Allah heals it. I pray that you understand this huge amana that we have. So, subhanAllah, my dua really is for those brothers, because I think that you guys, you like some of you, there's some pain there that needs healing. So I pray that Allah gets you that healing, okay? And guess what? That healing is not another woman, all right? Just saying. That healing is not another sister, is not another baby, is not another two babies, three babies, five. It's not there. That's not where you're going to find your healing. That's not where you're going to find your happiness. There is something broken inside you. There is something hurting inside you. That is why you cannot connect with your wife. That is why you cannot connect with your children. That is why you can walk away from these young lives that are looking at you as their father, as their role model, depending on you, missing you, loving you, idolizing you. Those boys that grow up without a father figure, so they don't know what it's like to be a responsible father and a husband. You don't think that you're responsible for that? Those girls that end up looking for male approval out in the street because they never had a father to tell them that they were worthy, you think that's not going to come back on you? SubhanAllah, guys, we've got work to do. Anyway, that's my say on the brothers. But what I want to say about the sisters and the single mothers who are holding it down, don't you dare feel shame. Don't you dare for one second see yourself as a victim. You are the one who showed up. You are the one who committed. You are the one who stayed. You are the one who, yes, it's tough. It's a sacrifice and I get it. But it's a sacrifice that's worth making. Because trust me, I'm going to post a poem after this, which is talking about this exact issue. Because while those children are young, yes, it's tough. And you wish you had someone by your side and you wish their father was more involved and you wish and you wish and you wish. But trust me, if you show up and you trust that Allah has a wisdom to this and that you've got it and you've got this and you've got everything you need to pour into these kids. And if you don't have everything you need, you're going to go and find it and you're going to heal yourself and you're going to learn and you're going to develop yourself and you're going to be an amazing role model for these children. Trust me, bi-idhnillah, one day in the future, those kids will be all around you. They and their families and their children will be all around and about you because you poured into them when they needed you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So never feel ashamed. Never allow anyone to make you feel ashamed. And please, sister, know that you probably have pain as well, and you probably have some unhealed wounds. So before, I beg you, before you go into those marriage conversations saying, I want a father for my kids. I need a man to come. I need a man to come and sort my house. My kids don't listen to me. I need a man. You don't need a man. You need super nanny. Yes. You do not need a man. You need super nanny. You need to get your house in order. You need to heal your wounds. You need to learn to love and appreciate and care for yourself. You need to learn to love and care for and appreciate your children. And you need to set the standard in your home for yourself and for your children. And that means that some men will not make the grade. That's okay. Because the last thing you need, and I'm speaking specifically to my single mothers here, yeah? The last thing you need is to bring, I'm sorry, but a waste man into your house to mess up your family dynamic and mess up those kids. And we've seen it happening before. You guys know what I'm talking about. You bring a man, no good man. He's not got anything for him. He's not bringing a higher standard. He's not, you know, lifting you up. He's not lifting those kids up. He's not bringing money. He's not moving you guys into his house. But yet you're looking to him to not only validate you, but also to love your children like they're his own? What a huge ask. Who are these children to him? Like, who are they for real? He hardly knows you. For a lot of people, you know, you're marrying somebody, subhanAllah, who is like, you know, all you know of him is what he has shown you. And you're going to bring him up in your house with your kids and tell him, this is Abby, this is your dad. Just call him daddy. I don't know. I know we don't do that, mashallah, as Muslims, right? But then you want him to come and be the head of your house. You want him to come and sort out your kids and discipline your kids. But the moment he starts to discipline them, you don't like it, because it's like, hold on a minute. You don't, no, but those are my kids. You know, you don't get to do that. You're like, you don't even know them like that, right? Okay, sisters, you know what I'm talking about. Just you know it's happened before, right? Where you're just like, oh, hold on, wait. I meant be Amir, but not like that. Anyway, my point is this. Ladies, if you fill your cup and you learn to love and appreciate yourself and your life and make it the most amazing life possible as it is right now, then inshallah you will only attract the very best. And when the not very best comes sniffing around, you will recognize it and you will be able to see that this is not for me. I'm happy. I'm in love with my life. My kids and I are great. They have discipline, they have love, they have deen. I'm looking after these kids and I'm doing my very best by them. I have my support system that I've built, and I'm only going to accept someone into my life who is going to add to that, who is going to take that to the next level. Not someone who's bringing drama, not someone who's bringing foolishness, not someone who's bringing excuses, not someone who is going to bring us down. No, sis. Loving yourself is not a weakness. That is the biggest strength that you have. Because trust me, there are people out there who married from a place of loneliness and lack and weakness and fear. They ended up often with exactly what they needed to make them strong, which was a bad guy. Sorry, I said it. Because that brother who puts you through and runs you through, he's going to teach you about self-worth, trust me, yeah? He's going to teach you about loving yourself. He's going to teach you in a way that you do not want to learn. He's going to teach you by showing you what you don't want. So let's just, if we can, skip that step. Be your own best friend. Be your own best friend. Love on you. If you can't love on yourself, how do you expect some guy off the street to do it? And most of the time, I'm sorry, you know, they have their own work that they need to do too. We're all human. We all have our weaknesses. We all have pain. Exactly, subhanAllah. You know, these sisters, the women who like, you know, bring someone into their house and that man actually ends up damaging their children. Can you imagine? No. Ladies, please. Put yourselves first. Put yourselves first. Put your children first. They are your amana. They are your responsibility. So before you bring on a man so that you can be beholden to him and that you can have to cater to him and you have to do things the way he wants, decide what you want first. Decide what kind of person you want to be. What kind of family you want to have with your children, what kind of home you want to create with your children. All of this stuff about, I need a man in the house. Trust me, it's excuses. It's excuses. And I'll tell you why. I went through a stage where I felt like, oh, if there's no man in the house, you know, things are going to be like A, B, C, D, right? It has to be a man in the house. But I'm sorry, guys. It's not a man in the house. It's the right man in the house and the right man with the right woman in the right house. You're not going to solve the problems that you have with your children's discipline or with your hygiene in the home or your lack of cooking skills or the fact that your kids make a mess or the fact that your kids fight or the fact that the kids are not memorizing Quran or that there's not enough deen in the house. You're not going to solve those problems by bringing somebody into the house, a stranger. Because he ticks some boxes for you on a marriage site. It is so much more complicated than that. So I'm not here saying, you don't need a man, you can live without a man. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, get to know yourself first. Master yourself first. Master your home and master those children. Then you will be in a place where you can decide, do I want a man? If so, what kind of man, what kind of person is going to fit in around here, is going to bring value around here, is going to make us even happier than we already are. Then you can start to make decisions and some choices. Because until that time, you're like in desperation mode. You're in, I need someone. I need anyone who will accept me and my kids. Anyone who will take me. And then what do you get? Scraps, leftovers, rubbish, waste man, nonsense. Nonsense! That's what you get. But you get that because that's what you asked for. You asked for the nonsense because you don't know what sense is. So let's do the work, ladies. Let's do the work on ourselves and be there for those children. Don't think that the solution to the difficulties and challenges of being a single mom are going to be found in finding someone who will marry you, because that's not where the solution is. Sometimes it can help, sometimes it can make it worse, but it's not the solution. The solution is you really stepping up to your role as the mother of these children, because no matter what happens and no matter how many men come into their lives, you will always be their mother. And you're the first, their first person is always going to be you. And Allah is always going to ask you about them before he asks anybody else. So really take that on board and allow yourself to stand tall and sit down and decide, what kind of a mother do I want to be for these kids? What kind of children do I want to come and emerge from my care? And what's the work that I need to do to get them there? Marriage and love and romance, and that is great. But don't think that that is what's going to allow you to function as a single mother, or, you know, allow you to mother these kids better. That is a conversation that you have with your children, and it's a journey that you have to make, sis. So I hope that this was beneficial to you guys. If you haven't read the article, just go to the post in my Instagram and read the article, and share your comments on there. Share this, guys. I want this to go to as many people as need to hear it, because as long as Allah gives me life and as long as Allah gives me any kind of insight, I will continue to speak my mind. And may Allah accept it from me, and any good is from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and any evil or wrong is from myself and the shaitan. Love you guys. Assalamu alaikum.